Lucanian red figure pelycae, circa 393 to 377 BCE. Attributed to the Vasti painter. James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number 156.73. This vase is of a similar shape to that of a modern-day water jug. The shape of the body is similar to a pear. The neck of the vase is narrow and widens slowly into the body. The mouth of the vase is circular and has a curved rim. It has two curved handles on either side, shaped like ears, which join the body underneath the rim and reconnect at the widest part of the vase's body. The colour of the vase is dark brownish-black, with the reddish colour of the unglazed clay forming the imagery. The foot of the vase is circular and the rim is unglazed. On each side of the vase is a different scene. The first scene depicts three figures. On the left is a naked man wearing a bell-shaped hat known as a pelos in ancient Greece. He is holding a dagger, or machaira, in his right hand, while with his left hand he seizes the hair of the central figure. He has one leg on the ground, while he kneels on the central figure with his other leg. The stance and the dagger imply aggression. The figure at the centre is a man, clothed in a haimation, which is a traditional Greek robe. The robe has fallen to his waist, and his top half is exposed. He is sitting on an altar, and is using his hands to defend himself from the first man. Behind the central figure is a tall Greek column. The top of the column, or capital, is adorned with what appears to be a skull. This detail suggests the scene is taking place in a sanctuary. The third figure, on the right, is a woman wearing a peplos, which looks like a draped gown. She has her arms outstretched at her sides and her eyes are opened wide. This indicates that she is shocked or surprised by the actions of the two men beside her. The scene depicts the death of Aegisthus, who is the central seated figure. The man attacking him is his stepson Orestes, and the woman could be his lover Clytemnestra or Orestes' sister Electra. It is also possible she may be a figure from the chorus. The image on the reverse of the vase depicts three standing figures. They appear to be youths, as none of them have beards, and they are all wearing cloaks. The figures on the left and right are facing into the scene. The figure in the middle is looking toward the left of the scene. The two scenes are painted in different styles, which makes it possible that two painters were involved in the creation of this vase. On both sides of the vase, the neck is adorned with a laurel, enclosed between two lines, leaving a gap for the handles. Underneath each scene is a pattern of geometric shapes, like a square spiral, which in Greek art is called a meander. Interspersed within the meander are X shapes, known as saltire squares.